Children need independent play. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter Gray, research professor of psychology and neuroscience at Boston College, examines why.
Over the past half century, we have seen a huge decline in children's opportunities to behave independently of adults. Over these same decades, we've also seen huge increases in anxiety, depression, and even suicide among children, teens, and young adults. There are good reasons to believe that the decline in freedom for independent activity is a major cause of this decline in mental health. One way to understand this cause-effect relationship involves the concept of internal locus of control, which is the sense a person has that they can solve their own problems and generally take charge of their own life. And research shows that people with a weak internal locus are far more likely to experience severe anxiety or depression in response to life's inevitable stressors than are those with a strong internal locus. Research has also shown that as children's independent activity has declined, so has their internal locus of control. This should be no surprise. Internal locus of control is strengthened through practice in which the person has experience controlling their own activities and solving their own problems. By not allowing children independent activities, we are not allowing them to develop the sense of control and confidence that they need to avoid severe anxiety or depression as they confront life's challenges. To reverse the rise in mental health problems among young people, we must find ways to allow them more opportunities for self-directed, independent activities than we currently do.
That was Peter Gray of Boston College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.